will take up action as a group. I know there are people here from out of town that would like to testify on the next three bills. Obviously, we're not going to make it through the next three bills today. But could I have a show of hands from the people in the audience that would like to testify on either 1166, 1085, or 1004? Out of town only that would like to testify. Okay. At this time, Representative Holbeck, 1166, I know that you had a number of those people that are here from out of town. We'll take your bill first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do I understand that you're not going to have action on this bill today?
No, I think what we'll do is take committee testimony on anybody from out of town. I suspect they're proponents, and we'll start off with yours as a starting point.
I would save my comments for later if that's fine and just allow these three out-of-towners that are here to testify on this bill. These are three members of the Educational Task Force, and they were part of a committee that came up with this idea, and so without any other time on your hand, I'll just turn it over first to Rick Melmer, Superintendent at Watertown.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you a little bit about the Master Teacher Bill, and I'm a member of the Educator Task Force and actually served on the subcommittee that drew up the language and ultimately the bill on the Master Teacher Program. Just a couple of words about where you folks are sitting, similar to the work that I do in a school district. One of the challenges that we face is to make sure that the money that we spend goes to the places that we want it to go. And if I were to ask all of you individually, would you want dollars that the legislature appropriates to go to the best teachers in the state, I would think that most of you would say yes to that question. And the Master Teacher Bill, we believe, provides you with an opportunity to provide funding to the very best teachers in the state of South Dakota. And our subcommittee drew up some language on the Master Teacher Bill, and essentially it just targets a couple of things. One is we chose to highlight 100 of the best teachers in the state. We wanted to pick, have a number that we thought was competitive and yet covered a broad base of teachers in the state of South Dakota. And we think 100 teachers a year would be a nice number to choose. Secondly, we wanted the reward or the award for the teachers to be significant. And as a result of that, we arrived at an amount of $5,000 if the teacher is selected as a master teacher in the state of South Dakota. And the master teacher would receive a $5,000 stipend and then another $1,000 a year for 5 years after that. And the $5,000 would be split half from the state, $2,500, and half from the local school district. And then the $1,000 a year after that for 5 years would be school district responsibility. Finally, we talked about the criteria that we would use. And initially, our committee came up with a criteria of 10 years of experience, that the person needs to demonstrate some sort of technology literacy, would also need to have a bachelor's degree plus 30 hours. They've demonstrated professional growth over a period of time. And finally, and probably most importantly, a fairly comprehensive portfolio that would demonstrate the teacher's abilities in the classroom. And we think that list would provide a committee with an opportunity to choose the very best teachers in the state of South Dakota. Why are we doing this? There's another teacher on our committee that will be presenting some information to you as to why we think this bill is valuable. I'll just, as I close, challenge you once again to ask yourself if we could spend money and be insured that that money would go to the best teachers in the state of South Dakota. Is that a good opportunity for us? And we believe it is. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Milmer. Further out-of-town testimony on House Bill 1166 or 1085 or 1004, but I suspect there'll be similar testimony.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hage, Mr. Chairman. I've been teaching in the Alcester Hudson School District for 16 years. I guess I was on the subcommittee because I am a teacher. And when it came to the master teacher idea, I felt that I had as much sway as anybody else. What keeps teachers in the field after 5 years when all of their colleagues or friends have started to make considerable amounts of dollars, and the teacher is left at a $25,000 salary for many years. So I guess my take on it was, how do we retain these teachers? I have many of my friends who have left the teaching profession to go next door, to get out completely. There needs to be a carrot there somewhere to keep them in the field. I was the one who stood back and said, I only want 100 teachers chosen every year. and there will be some contesting on that. I believe it should be something that is truly an incentive, something that I can go for, something that's an award, not a subsidy for every teacher in this state so that their salary goes up. I wanted the dollar amount to be considerable enough to keep them going. And again, the rationale behind all of this is to retain our brightest and our best, give them something to go for after the 5 years. What do we do to keep them here and keep them in our state? And now I have another person who is going to give the rationale for the money.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the House Education Committee, my name is Janet Carroll, and I'm the business manager with the McCook Central Schools in Salem and Spencer, South Dakota. When I took my place on the subcommittee for staffing, we talked about many things, and the Master Teacher Program was one of them. And of course, being in my position, the finances is always a big concern, and how do we handle that, and how do we keep local control? What we had suggested was that the local teacher would need a local administrative approval in order to make application, and therefore the school district would be very much aware in advance that one of its teachers or more than one of its teachers is making application. And the payment for that, the payment that we talked about, the $2,500 from the state, the $2,500 from the local, and then the continuing local payment, would not begin until the following fiscal year, so that it would give the local district time to budget and prepare for that. These are all things that we considered. It was very important to us that this be something that honors only the very top teachers in the state of South Dakota. And again, the purpose of it is to retain and reward those people so that they will want to stay in education in South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you. We're just about out of time. Are there any other out-of-town proponents, or actually opponents, anybody from out of town that wants to speak on the next three bills? If not, this will be the order that we will take them up on Thursday, the remaining three bills on our calendar. There will be others too, but at this time,